Orange County has a bitter race for district attorney in its future. Supervisor Todd Spitzer announced he's going to challenge Tony Rakakis for the DA's job. Spitzer was once a prosecutor himself and at one point was actually being groomed by Rakakis to replace him. But that crumbled after Rakakis fired him after some sordid allegations. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly, and he's here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Happy Monday to you. This reads like an episode of Dynasty.
Oh, no, it's not Dynasty.
Or for you kids who don't know what that is, like Stranger Things. Or
No, this is Game of Thrones.
Winter has
finally come to Orange County. This is, I mean, in a county notorious for all sorts of bitter political rivalries, this is the worst one of them all. At this point, Tony Rakakis is only running specifically so Todd Spitzer will not run. I mean, this is absolute, or will not win. Tony Rakakis, or the plan, you know, we have so many ways to put it, but the original plan was Tony was not going to run in 2014 and Todd Spitzer was going to run. And this is back in the days when Tony Rakakis was trying to groom Todd Spitzer to be his replacement. But that changed in 2010 when Tony fired Todd. And so he ran in 2014 and now he's going to run again in 2018.
All right. So Tony fired Todd. Give us a brief history of the two. How did this develop? Why the firing, and how did the relationship go awry?
We have to start with Todd Spitzer. So Todd Spitzer, longtime politician in Orange County, former state assembly member, former supervisor and current supervisor as well, and also a former prosecutor. And he has made no qualms about saying, I want to be the district attorney one day. But of course, in Orange County, Tony Rakakis, despite all the controversies that have swirled around him over the past couple of years, he's still very popular among the Republican Party and even Democrats in Orange County. So there was no way that Todd was going to be able to run without angering all the entire political establishment in Orange County. So in 2006, actually, Todd said he was going to run. Tony Rakakis held a humongous fundraiser, and Todd said, okay, I won't challenge him. But then that's where this truce came about, where Tony said, okay, I'm going to run this time, but then I'm going to groom you because you still have to learn how to be a proper district attorney, and then you could run in 2014.
Rakakis' department is under investigation, Gustavo, for its use of jailhouse informants, so-called snitches. How is that going to affect the campaign, and how is that factoring into Spitzer's campaign, do you think?
A lot of people don't like the district attorney's office anymore because of the snitch scandal. But here's a problem. The entire political establishment in Orange County is going to side with Tony Rakakis, not just because, you know, usually you're going to side with the incumbent. But Todd Spitzer himself, he wrote a 4-page letter announcing, I'm finally going to run for Tony Rakakis, who I think is just, you know, taking care of his good old boys club. But Todd also said he's going to refuse all endorsements from public officials. So who on earth is going to support Todd? I mean, the problem with Todd, at least as seen in the public, is that he is someone who, you know, doesn't have any censor, really, and is always just a little bit too vindictive, you know, most recently, and also doesn't know, frankly, when to keep his mouth shut. Recently, the Voice of OC did this expose, if you will, where Todd was at Oahu's. A man came up to him trying to preach to him, so Todd made a citizen's arrest and wanted to go back to his car and pull out a gun, or, you know, bring out a gun, and because also Todd was a former reserve. And at the end of the day, it turned out that there was nothing there. The sheriff's went and investigated, and they said the guy was just trying to preach to you. So Todd also has a hot temper, but he still thinks that somehow this is going to be a better alternative than Tony Rakakis.
Well, speaking of alternatives, are there any others besides these two?
Oh, boy. Not at this point right now. I mean, there's some rumors here and there, but there is at least a growing movement within some conservatives in Orange County who do have a problem with Tony Rakakis and, you know, his jailhouse snitch scandal and, you know, the decried case and all that. And from the Democratic side, there's no one. I mean, that's a problem, frankly, with when it comes to the district attorney, is that he's been around for so long, Tony, almost 20 years, that no one else can even conceive of a district attorney without him.
Gustavo Arellano with today's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.